Chapter 1.
Preserve us, O Lord, from the fury of the Northmen, the Lindisfarne raid, and the dawn of the age of the Vikings. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle records that in the year 793 AD, horrifying omens appeared in the sky which predicted that a calamity was about to fall on the north of England. Terrible portents came about over the land of Northumbria and miserably frightened the people. These were immense flashes of lightning, and fiery dragons were seen flying in the air. A great famine immediately followed these signs, and a little after that, in the same year on the 8th of June, the raiding of heathen men miserably devastated God's church in Lindisfarne by looting and slaughter. The monastery at Lindisfarne, an island off the northeast coast of England, was one of the most sacred Christian sites in Europe. It was famous for its magnificent handwritten Lindisfarne Bible, which had been beautifully illustrated by the monks there. For more than 150 years, Lindisfarne had been a sanctuary of learning and prayer, renowned throughout Europe for scholarship and piety. The monastery was in a remote and vulnerable place, chosen because it was away from the distractions of the world. But Lindisfarne was no poor hermitage. Over time it had become very rich. Generations of Christians had left treasures to the monastery when they died, so that the monks might pray for their souls. In its chapels and cloisters were crucifixes, candlesticks and chalices carved of silver, robes embroidered with gold thread, ivory reliquaries studded with precious stones, and beautiful tapestries. Although it is hardly likely that dragons were really seen flying in the air over Northumbria that year, it is possible that these words in the chronicle refer to another, no less terrifying sight. The ships that carried the raiders to Lindisfarne had ventured across the North Sea from Scandinavia. Carved upon their bows were wooden figureheads in the shapes of serpents and dragons, and the men they carried would soon come to be known as the most dangerous and merciless marauders in all Europe. Vikings. Another Anglo-Saxon writer, Simeon of Durham, described what happened that day. The pagans from the northern regions came with a naval force to Britain like fearful wolves, robbed, tore and slaughtered not only beasts of burden, sheep and oxen, but even priests and deacons. They came to the church of Lindisfarne, laid everything waste with grievous plundering, trampled the holy places with polluted steps, dug up the altars and seized all the treasures of the Holy Church. They killed some of the brothers, took some away with them in fetters. Many they drove out, naked and loaded with insults. Some they drowned in the sea. The attack on Lindisfarne is not in fact the Chronicle's first account of a Viking raid in England. 4 years earlier, in 789, three Viking ships had beached at Portland in the south of England. Supposing the Vikings to be traders, the local official, the Reeve, whose name was Beadahurd, gathered some men and went down to the sea to meet them. He went to tell them that if they wanted to trade, they would need the king's permission. They were Vikings. They killed Beadahurd and all his men, stripped their bodies of their valuables and weapons, and then put out to sea again. But this incident might best be described as a violent argument, a brawl that got out of hand. Perhaps those Vikings really had come to trade that day and, not understanding the Reeve, thought that he was insulting them, so they killed him. Terrible though it was on a tiny scale compared to the dreadful destruction of the monastery at Lindisfarne, and the reaction all over Europe to the looting of the monastery was one of universal horror and dismay. Even more worrying, this attack could not possibly be explained as an accident or a misunderstanding. The raid was well planned and ruthlessly executed. Was Lindisfarne to be just the first of many such disasters? Unfortunately for the Christians, this fear was justified. Soon from pulpits and altars in churches all over Europe would be heard the prayer, "Preserve us, O Lord, from the fury of the Northmen." Today, most scholars mark the dawn of a new age in history with the massacre of the monastery at Lindisfarne. It is known as the Age of the Vikings. It was to be a time of turmoil and much violence, and it lasted for around 200 years.